Got a Rex Works speaking. It is, yes. Oh, yes. How you going, mate? Sorry I didn't get to say hi. I was stuck on the bloody dyno with another car. Oh man, yeah. When I you must have driven over something on the way down. Yeah. Yes. Nah. There was another car here and it literally had stuff all over it. Yeah. Oh man. And I said to the guys, like, I thought I didn't pick that. I thought the other car that came in there was way worse than yours. Like it was, like we had to wash it outside because there was literally guts hanging off the bloody bottom side of it. It's awful. Yeah. And then we put yours up. And I'm like, I can still smell that fucking stuff. And I'm like, it has to be putting it in. I was like, make sure it's not on putting it from that car onto your car. And then we saw it on your tires. I'm like, ah, oh no. Yeah. Yeah. What is. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yes. Yep. Correct. Yeah, so there's a tricky part. That's the problem with the factory one from Japan, is you've got a lot more ignition timing as well, and more boost because they've got more aggressive fuel, so they've got better fuel. So what ends up happening is when you tune from the 98 here, you'll pick up knock, even though, yeah, and that's you do dull it off a little bit. Normally, what we do is we give it a little bit of extra headroom as well with the boost side of things. We can put a bit of boost back into it. That's definitely on the more conservative side, but the ignition timing is what scares me because that'll rattle it to pieces over time. Yeah, and that's what you lose. So we got to sort of pick the difference there. I'm happy to put some more boost into it. I can definitely do that. I can do that remotely as well. So if you've got a laptop, I can just plug straight into it. You didn't have a cord. That's the one thing you didn't have was a cord with I had to use my cord. Did you want me to send you one? Yes. Yep. Oh, nice. Yeah, just borrow his cord. And then I prefer if we're going to do it, I would like to show you directly as well, because then you get a bit better understanding around it. Because obviously Lawrence plays around with it as well. But yeah, it'd be nice. Oh, good on him. Yeah. Nice. Well, the offer is there. Like, we can put that boost into it. I've definitely on the more conservative side there, just from the numbers that I was seeing spat out and listening to the engine. I wouldn't feel comfortable putting the ignition timing into it because it will let go over time. That's the only scary part about of it. Yeah. It'll probably be right in the sort of like 3 to 4 grand mark, I would have said, that you'd feel the biggest difference with the boost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100%, yeah. We can pick the difference, yeah. So if you're happy for, to do it right, you can always bring it around here if you want. Like I can do it. I don't know if I would be as a group. It is, yeah. So what ends up happening is, yeah, it's just the mid-range, because the knock control on them's terrible on it. So we're listening to the motor, obviously, and we're seeing what it's responding like. And when you get to, like, if you ran a factory setup in that ignition timing wise and boost wise, you can hear the thing pinging on the dyno. Yeah, the issue with the factory ECU, it doesn't react to it. In that sort of load range, it's only from around 4.5, 5 grand that it starts to pull timing, and that's why they. It's too late. Yeah, it's too late. But they feel fast, and they are fast in the mid range. So we obviously keep that well away. But I am on the more conservative side there because I, you know, obviously want a long-term result. But I would say I'd feel comfortable bumping that another 2, 3 pounds there in the mid range, bring it up to about the 18 mark. But correct. Yeah, correct. Yeah. But yeah, I think it, yeah, we'll go another 2 pounds. Coming into the hotter months, what we can do is the good thing is if you're comfortable with the laptop and the, you can periodically check because it's got full closed loop knock control as well. So you can plug in occasionally and you can bring up the knock table there. And if it's populating numbers in there, then you know that it's pulling ignition timing as well. Yeah, so if we, you know, if we put the boost in and it's not happy, it does two things. It'll pull the boost back out and it'll pull ignition timing out as well. So yeah, we can sort of dance that dance and give it a little bit extra. And if it's not happy, it's gonna pull it straight back out. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if we can pick the difference between it, we might not be able to get as aggressive as it was before, but the car will be safe then. You can you I'll throw one other thing to you. You can get that punch and more if you put a aftermarket downpipe on it. Because then you don't have to worry, it won't knock. You'll be able to get the ignition timing into it and then it'll come on earlier as well. Yeah, I remember you saying, yeah. Yes. Yeah, let's do that. I've planted that seed. Well, have a think about it. Get I can always send you a cable. We've got the cables here. And then, so you can have one yourself if you like, and then get the software in there. Okay. It does. Awesome. No, just a cable. You've already got the little dongle hanging out of it in the ECU. You'll just need to take your cover back, if I remember correctly, and you'll see this little thing that just screws onto it, and then away you go. Yeah, give a little extra mid-range punch. Yep, no problem. Anytime, mate. Sounds good, mate. Appreciate it. See ya.